Today, December 12th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hi, I'm Marty Sklar, creative head of Walt Disney Imagineering. Today I'd like to tell you a little bit about Walt Disney as I knew him. I met Walt when I was just a kid of 21, when Disneyland first opened, and we worked together for more than 10 years. It was a rare opportunity to know a man who has become an icon. He was someone who had so much fun in him. I was a good friend of Sharon Disney Lund, one of Walt's daughters, and I remember she told me one time she heard this big crash at their house and she ran out. Walt had this little train that he used to run around their backyard, and he crashed it into the side of the barn. He was lying there, not hurt, fortunately, and he started laughing. And she said, "Why are you laughing?" And he said, "Because I get to rebuild the train." Well, join me after the break for more memories about Walt.
Don't go away. Part two of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Welcome back. Let me tell you a little bit more about Walt Disney. I remember in the middle 60s, it was suggested that we start putting profiles of some of the artists and directors in the Walt Disney Company annual report. I was writing that at the time. And Walt would not do it because, he told me, everything that comes out of here comes out as a Walt Disney production. I am not Walt Disney anymore. Walt Disney is an image people have, and it's not me personally anymore. What comes out of here comes out as a Walt Disney production, because it's about all of us. I don't want you breaking it up like they do at the other studios. He really understood what he was doing. That's why I say there's only one name on the door here at Walt Disney Imagineering. That's what's important. Another remarkable thing about Walt was his memory. I remember once he asked a question and I gave him the answer. And when I went back to my office and looked it up, it was the wrong answer. I was maybe 25 or 26 and I made a huge mistake. I didn't pick up the phone and tell him I gave him the wrong information. About a year later, the same subject came up, and this time I gave him the right information. Well, he looked me in the eye and he said, "The last time we talked about this, you said..." I've told that story many times because it really illustrates that it's never a crime to say, "I don't know, but I'll find out." That's how we all grow. I hope you've enjoyed remembering Walt Disney with me. He was a remarkable man, and I was lucky to know him.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time...